It's Thursday. It's Thursday the 24th. Yes. 24th of September. 8 AM and it's a lovely morning. After a whole bloody rain late last evening and during the night, it's stopped raining now. All things are sodden, but the skies are mainly blue, but with some very, very thin light. Spit peas through clouds drifting due east quite quickly, actually. Yes, that's about a 100 mile an hour wind up there. It's just a guess. Burning gold back with no bear. It's in the sun, not broken the skyline yet, but it's illuminating the southern skies. There's big cumulus away down there, but they're way in the distance, so hopefully that is the rain clouds that were here and have gone. Hopefully. But everything is sodden. The leaves that have fallen are soaking wet. But no matter. No matter. It's cool this morning. It's a very cool breeze blowing. And I'm standing here in trousers. Would you believe it? It's not the end of September and I have a personal tradition of never donning trousers from when I first started wearing them at the start of the year till the end of September. So I had at least another week to go, and if the weather holds up in October as it has done before, I've worn my shorts right through October as well. But there's a reason this morning I've got trousers on, because somehow I've lost one pair of my, what I call my general shorts. Ones that I wear about when I'm in the garden or just out and about. I have loads of holiday shorts and have two nice pair of dress shorts. So I can go somewhere fairly formal and still look the part. But I have my trusty old, like your old slippers, my trusty old baggy shorts, khaki, knee length with the big pouches in the sides as well, so loads of storage space, just like a hamster's cheeks. They were getting just a wee bit threadbare, not that you would notice until yesterday. I was going up my aluminium ladder, step ladder, and the little threadbare bit caught the sharp corner of one of the treads. And of course, my leg went up, the shorts stayed where they were, and ripped a great big gaping hole in them. Which is actually quite fashionable at the moment, apparently, at least amongst the girls, to have wear trousers that are ripped. I see that fashion's came back round full circle again. Well, anyway, my wife refused to allow me to put them on this morning. She's quite right, actually, but wearing trousers is just like my legs feel warm. Too warm. Oh my. So, I'll have to go looking for another pair of duplicates. I want the same shorts that are ripped. I want the exact same, because I've had them for years and they've done me proud. I've earned their crust. Apart from my dressage, my attire. How's the head this morning? Well, my head's okay. See, I'm answering myself now. How's your head? No, it's fine, thank you. No, that's good to hear. Yeah. How's your back? My back's fine. I slept well last night again, although I really shouldn't have had that big cup of tea at 8:30. That's just stupid. But how attractive is a big hot mug of tea at 8:30 with a wee biscuit? But other than that, good sleep. Woke bang on. Waking time this morning, my sleep app was 5 seconds behind me. In other words, I woke, and 5 seconds later, the wee chime set off to get me up. So now I've, my body's obviously attuned itself to the sleeping app. Now you could say you could have sleep apnea, couldn't you? Sleep apnea. You could say I sleep very well, but I suffer from sleep apnea. Yeah, that's just overplayed that, didn't I? Well, I'm feeling good though. Mentally and physically. Thought my weight was creeping up a wee bit. I weighed myself a couple of days ago. I weigh myself about 3 times a week. It's just to keep myself in check. I have tolerances, plus and minus. And about 2 days ago, I was over 1 pound above the top tolerance. But this morning, I'm right back down again to the working level, as it were. So, quite happy with that. Lovely bird song this morning. It's fresh air. Need it to fill the lungs. Clear the head. Get ready for the day ahead. I was in the shower this morning, as is my brain's wont. Trigger points again. I didn't have any issues with anything, but it was just boom. It's like the ball in a pinball machine stuck in the buffers. Only in this case, there were about 40 buffers, and they were all boof. Yeah, thoughts about this, thoughts about that, thoughts about that. Never settling, never focusing, never taking time. It's just chop change, all the time. I'm totally unable to stop that, because after all, you're there and you're washing yourself, you're not focusing really, but it's going subconsciously. Your body's going through the procedure, the normal procedure, every act reenacted every morning, how you wash this arm first and how you bend and turn and yes, etc., etc. But my mind was just boom. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, because sometimes it focuses on the wrong things, but this morning it was just boom. It was almost as if it was, I don't give a damn about that thought I've just thought about, so I'm moving on to another one, and then I'm going on to another one. Yeah. So there you go. Dear, some big clouds drifting overhead. Oh my. I think it will be a showery day. My tricuspidata at the back of me is not in full colour yet, but the bottom half is beautiful. And those big the leaves are already falling. So one just in front of me is so crimson red, blood red throughout. Incredible colours. But so I suppose it's a wee bit like us humans, at least us here anyway. It withdraws itself in for the coming winter. And if you're a wee bit like that, you get a wee bit of withdrawal into the winter. Yeah, get lethargic and can't be bothered doing anything or going anywhere. Ooh, that's not here yet, but that comes. Not that far away, actually. You get up in the morning and it's dark. By 3:30, 4 o'clock, it's dark. The dark zone. But I'm feeling good, so I wouldn't say that's all that matters, but it does count.